During the soul retrieval journey, the shaman travels to the lower world. And there are many ways of getting there, through the trunk of a great tree, through a rabbit hole. The model that I like to work with is where we send our luminous body, our energy body, down into the earth, past the rich, moist earth, past the roots of the great trees, until we find an underground river or spring. And then we lie in it and allow the waters to wash away any energies that do not belong in the domains of the soul. And then let the waters carry us deeply into the belly of the earth and to wash us up on the shores of a great cavern. And we look about us and there is a light. And we call in the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper for the Inca is known as Huascar, Huascar Inca, Lord of Life, Lord of Death, Renewer of the World, Keeper of the Seasons, allow me into your domains where only those who have died may come. And we ask Huascar to guide us because the gatekeeper has to grant us access. If we don't go through the gatekeeper, we're only going into the personal unconscious, into our own personal unconscious. We need to go through the gatekeeper to access the collective unconscious. So we're granted permission. And this is somewhat like Dante's journey into the lower world, where the poet Virgil guides him through all of the rings of the lower world. We must have a guide. Otherwise, the shaman understands that there are perils, that you're going into the collective unconscious of humanity, that there are toxic energies that can adhere to you or assault you, that you have to be protected, which means that you have to have a visa. You have to have permission to enter. This is what the gatekeeper grants you. We state our intent to the gatekeeper. We come to find that which will make my client whole. And then the gatekeeper will guide us to that soul part. And when we find the soul part, which is often a young boy, a young girl, we inquire, who are you? Why did you leave? When did you leave? Why did you have to go? What was your pain? What was your sorrow? How were you hurt? Who hurt you? I will never let you be hurt again. Come with me, my little one. Come. If it's right, if it's time, come. What are your gifts? What beauty do you bring for my client? Come. And you invite the soul part. You have to coax it to come back because it'll ask you, will I be safe? Are you sure it's safe? And sometimes it says, no, come back for me in a week or in 2 weeks. But prepare the cup for the wine. Prepare my other self for my return. And then Huascar will guide us, or the soul part, to the first chamber of wounds, where we will see a metaphor for that which caused the original wound in our clients. This is a very important notion in our teaching model, is finding the original wound, which is even part of our Western mythology, because in our mythology, we suffered an original wound that caused us to lose the garden and resulted in a fall from grace. This also happens to the child. When there's a wounding that occurs, there will be a loss, a fall from grace. The world will no longer be a safe place. Serpents will bite at your heels. The world becomes a hostile place, as it did for us with our original wounding. So it's a very mythic journey that we're embarking on. When we find the incident of the original wounding, sometimes I'll see it, a body laying on a table, a part of the self, perhaps it died, that hasn't been mourned, that needs to be buried and returned to the earth. Or I'll see a child hiding in the corner. Or I'll see a child that is bound and chained and tied up, and I'll ask him, what happened to you? And I'll find out that the chains and the bindings are a metaphor that show that my client felt bound up and tied up and constrained and unable to be themselves very early in life. They were never chained up, but that's how they perceived it. That's how they experienced it. In the same way that we speak metaphorically, for example, we talk about being stabbed in the back when we're betrayed. The soul also interprets these events in a very symbolic way. And I'll speak with that child or the soul part that I find, and I'll let them know that it's okay, that it's safe for them now, that they no longer need to be suffering. And I'll take the chains off and say to them, it's okay for you to be free now. And what do you need in order to be healed? And this will be important information that I'll bring back for my client.